Good Tuesday morning, beloved. Again, thank you for inviting me into your homes as we begin our Tuesday morning together in God's Word. Today we are reading 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 1 through 23. Even though the Corinthians had become followers of Christ, they continued to argue with each other and returned to doing some of the worldly things they were doing before they heard Paul's message. In admonishing them, Paul reminds the Corinthians that God has given them the Holy Spirit. And of course, God's saving word for us as we begin this week and this new year is wisdom. Maybe that is more than just a coincidence. The saving word is wisdom. So let's begin reading 1 Corinthians chapter 3, beginning at verse 1. As a matter of fact, my friends, I could not talk to you as I talk to people who have the Spirit. I had to talk to you as though you belonged to this world, as children in the Christian faith. I had to feed you milk, not solid food, because you were not ready for it. And even now you're not ready for it, because you still live as people of this world live. When there is jealousy among you and you quarrel with one another, doesn't it prove that you belong to this world, living by its standards? When one of you says, I follow Paul, and another, I follow Apollos, aren't you acting like worldly people? After all, who is Apollos, and who is Paul? We are simply God's servants by whom you were led to believe. Each one of us does the work which the Lord has given them to do. I planted the seed, Apollos watered the plant, but it was God who made the plant grow. The one who plants and the one who waters really do not matter. It is God who matters because he makes the plant grow. There is no difference between the one who plants and the one who waters. God will reward each one according to the work each has done. For we are partners working together for God, and you are God's field. You are also God's building. Using the gift that God gave me, I did the work of an expert builder and laid the foundation, and someone else is building on it. But each of you must be careful how you build, for God has already placed Jesus Christ as the one and only foundation, and no other foundation can be laid. Some will use gold or silver or precious stones in building on the foundation. Others will use wood or grass or straw. And the quality of each person's work will be seen when the day of Christ exposes it. For on that day, fire will reveal everyone's work. The fire will test it and show its real quality. If what was built on the foundation survives the fire, the builder will receive a reward. But if your work is burned up, then you will lose it. But you yourself will be saved as if you had escaped through the fire. Surely you know that you are God's temple and that God's Spirit lives in you. God will destroy anyone who destroys God's temple, for God's temple is holy and you yourselves are his temple. You should not fool yourself. If any of you think that you are wise by this world's standards, you should become a fool in order to be really wise. For what this world considers to be wisdom is nonsense in God's sight. As the scripture says, God traps the wise in their cleverness. And another scripture says, the Lord knows that the thoughts of the wise are worthless. No one, then, should boast about what human beings can do. Actually, everything belongs to you. Paul, Apollos, Peter, this world, life and death, the present and the future, all these are yours, and you belong to Christ, and Christ belongs to God. And today's key verse is 1 Corinthians chapter 3:16, where Paul writes, surely you know that you are God's temple and that God's Spirit lives in you. You know, it's interesting that, you know, Paul spent so much time discipling, training these Corinthians, wrote more letters to them than any other city, any other group of people that we know of. The Bible indicates that, you know, we have 1st and 2nd Corinthians, but in fact there were 4 letters. Two of them did not survive. So, you know, there was a big investment, in these Corinthians, and yet Paul says as much as was invested in them to bring them into the light and to help them to grow, to disciple them, there, he's still not ready, to give them the deeper things of God. They can't accept it. They are just mere children, still suckling at mama's breast, not ready to enjoy a good steak. They just don't have the ability to receive it. I hope, my friends, that doesn't reflect the same on you and me. I hope that when God says I need to entrust something to Dale or to the church or to, you know, anybody who's listening to these broadcasts, I hope that we have grown sufficiently in the Spirit that we can receive what God has for us. Let's pray. Almighty God, because your Spirit lives in me, I am your temple, and your temple is holy. I seek to follow your teachings and to grow in wisdom that is in accord with your will and in service to you. In your holy name I pray. Well, that brings our time together to an end today. It's time to get about our Tuesday activities, but join me tomorrow when I will be reading from 1 Corinthians chapter 4, where the Apostle Paul reminds the Corinthians of the work and he and other apostles have done among them. Until tomorrow then, may God richly bless you, is my prayer.